Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Pizarro covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Barry Lattman now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kamkarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karian is 0-for-1 in the game. Karian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Latman moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham bunts towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Essigian hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Woody Held. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips bunts in front of the plate. Carrion fields it and throws to first for the out. Mahoney moves to second. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lattman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Mahoney now playing shortstop. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Cam Carrion. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Domzani now pitching. Bob Roselli now catching. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona bunts towards the mound. Zanni fields it and throws to first for the out. Tasby moves to second. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zanni fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing left field. Ty Cline now playing center field. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Landis reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Smith moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Bill Daly now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Smith scores. Landis moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is hit by the pitch. Landis scores. Hershberger moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Bob Roselli. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Domzani. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Fox moves to third. Esposito moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Esposito moves to third. Lawler moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Frank Funk now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney misplays the ball. That's an error on Mahoney. Esposito scores. Lawler moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. Aparicio scores. Cunningham moves to third. It's 8-1, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham scores. Robinson scores. It's 10-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Landis strikes out. There goes Smith. The throw from Romano to second, and Smith is out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Mike Joyce now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Mahoney reaches second base with a double. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mahoney scores. It's 10-2, White Sox. Don Dillard pinch hits for Frank Funk. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.